Soundings presents an unabridged recording of Murders at the Harmony Hollows Resort, written by Gina Kirkham and read by Julia Franklin. Prologue, June 1998. The bar dug deep into Elodie Marshall's ribs, forcing a rush of air to unexpectedly expel from her lungs. And the arabesque that she had fought so hard to attain suddenly became an inelegant jumble of legs and arms. As if choreographing themselves to coordinate, the loud groan that escaped her lips was paired with an equally loud thud as she hit the suspended floor of the dance studio, bottom first. Giselle Moreau clapped her hands together, not in applause, but to chastise the rest of the giggling students in her ballet class. Their laughter had barely ceased as she spoke.
"Mes chers, mirth at the expense of another's misfortune is not how we do things at Cragstone Manor Academy."
She waved her hand.
"Class dismissed."
Giselle's French accent wrapped warmly around Elodie. She admired Giselle to the point of hero-worshipping her. This woman was everything she aspired to be. She sometimes wondered if maybe she was just a little in love with her, too. She wasn't just her teacher. She was also her muse and protector.
"I'm okay," Elodie quickly offered, keen to hide her embarrassment and the tears that now stung her eyes, as she vainly fought to keep hold of them, whilst the only too familiar muffled sniggers echoed around the room. She knew the others thought of her as the class clown, the weirdo. She was the girl nobody would voluntarily choose to be friends with. Elodie was the one student at Cragstone Manor who couldn't dance, couldn't act, and, as the final nail in the coffin, couldn't sing. She was, in fact, devoid of any stage presence at all. Her only talent was a freakishly unnatural strength that belied her small stature, and one that had bestowed upon her the unflattering nickname of Pansy Potter from the Beano comics. It was most certainly not the type of CV to showcase to the world when you had spent the best part of your childhood and teenage years in a theatre and art school as a token famous name pupil. She was pretty sure her thespian parents didn't expect great things from her either, for her to follow in their footsteps by dipping her toes into the family talent pool. She knew
Sample complete. Ready to continue?